News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, listen, I want to go to the phones. If you want to call in, 866-494-9866. I want to hear your thoughts based on a poll that I'm about to go over here. Do you care what's happening on our southern border? Does it matter to you? Is it an issue? Is it something you're concerned about? Do you see it as a campaign matter? I want to hear from you, 866-494-9866. I got a call that hung on during the break, and I certainly appreciate that. So let me grab line four, Mike from Hartsel. Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to first say thank you for your service. It means a lot to see veterans who go on and do stuff after they take the uniform off that benefits our country.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. What you think? Immigration? You had an opinion on that?
Absolutely. I'd like to hear your opinion. I think it's a comprehensive approach, and I think it starts at the local community with businesses being able to integrate people to become citizens. My initial thought would be businesses have a role to play in helping them become citizens, productive citizens. And I think the Republicans should embrace some of that because they could be future Republicans.
Okay. I hear your point on that. What are your thoughts on the way things are going on the southern border right now? How do you feel about that, Mike?
We should control our borders.
Yeah.
It is part of the comprehensive approach.
Well, I agree with that. And right now, Mike, I don't know about you, but I would say they're not controlling our borders. And that is a serious issue. Do you see this as being a campaign issue during the season that we're in right now?
Yeah, absolutely. It impacts, if you talk to the, leaders along the border, you need to hear from them because that's who are impacted initially, and then it grows from there because they move to different communities.
Well, Mike, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you for being a part of the audience and appreciate your service too. So thank you very much, Mike from Hartsel. Folks, you want to call in, you got an opinion on this, 866-494-9866. What are your thoughts on the border? Does it matter to you? Do you see it as being an issue? Does it concern you? Well, I've got an article here in my hands that came directly from Gallup. All right. So I'm looking at an article that was published, actually a release came from Gallup dated April 19th. So it's, 2.5, 3 days old. 4 in 10 Americans, it said, are still highly concerned about illegal immigration. That's highly, but in terms of overall concern, it says 60% are. So here's the deal. Gallup is one of the, most well-known polling organizations out there. I mean, I'm sure there have been accurate times and not accurate at others, but nonetheless, 41%, they say, of Americans report that they are worrying a great deal, it says, about the issue of illegal immigration, with another 19% worried a fair amount. In other words, if you take 41, 19, you got 60%. That means 60% of Americans have concerns about the southern border and the way things are working with illegal immigration. 41%, it says, worried a great deal, which roughly ties the percentage they found a year ago, but otherwise it happens to be the highest reading in a decade. The only time it's been significantly higher, it says, was in 2007 when 45% were worried during George W. Bush's debates about comprehensive immigration reform. All that to say, it goes on to talk about how it broke down with Republicans and Democrats. I thought it was interesting, though, and I'll go to this regional first, is that literally it says that immigration concerns are higher in the South part of the United States than they are in others. Now, I am sure they don't say exactly where, but I am sure South includes some of our border states like Texas. But I would say the same is here in Alabama. It says the percentage worried about a great deal is slightly greater in the South. 48% of Southern polled individuals said, yes, worried a great deal. 37% in the West, 34% in the Midwest, 41% in the East. I don't know if that relates to societal issues or just being further away from the southern border. But it says that conversely, just 17% of residents in the South are not at all worried about immigration compared with 24% in other regions. In other words, in the South, we tend to care about this issue more, which is why I wanted to get these phone calls going. I got another call on line one. Let me grab that. Robert from Athens. Hey, Robert, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
So first of all, I want to give you some quick kudos. As an Air Force vet, as a JTAC, I had the esteemed opportunity to work with some, no kidding, Ranger Bat members. And I have to say, the way the Ranger Bats groom their officer corps is unparalleled in our entire military enterprise. So I think that speaks a lot to you that you thrived in that environment and that you thrived as an Alabama state senator. And now that you're obviously thriving as a local radio host, and I've no doubt that you're getting offers all the time from some bigger audiences trying to groom you away from us. And selfishly, I hope you stay here with us, but I would understand if you go on and pursue some greener pastures. But
man, anyway, thank you for that. And hey, order, Robert, let me jump in there real quick, Robert, and say thank you for your service. And if you were a JTAC, then I have a great deal of respect for the work that you did. Having had guys coordinate my overhead cover before, it means the world. So thanks for your service.
No problem, sir. And for us, it's an honor. You know, if we can bring home guys alive instead of in a body bag, then that's, we've accomplished our life goal.
Well, there you go.
On the topic of the border.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll probably get some hate calls after this, but as a Limestone County resident, our former sheriff, Mike Blakely, has more or less openly allowed some cartels to have free reign in Limestone County, and that has resulted in human trafficking, drug infiltration in our county, anything from fentanyl to cocaine to anything you can imagine. And that we have finally wised up and gotten Mike Blakely out of our very powerful position as a county sheriff is a big deal. And just that a lot of that spills over the border due to our, not just the Biden administration, Trump administration tried as best as he could, despite fighting an anti-border control Congress, the Obama administration and even the Bush administration was more preoccupied with our foreign wars than our war right here on the border. So for at least 20 years, the state of Alabama has been victimized by poor border policy. And that, again, goes back to drugs, that goes back to human trafficking. And it's just a matter of fact that women with daughters and small children cannot park their car in a Walmart parking lot in Athens, Alabama, and walk into the store and walk back out without fear of having their kid abducted off of their arm. So,
well,
yeah,
and that's
the border
that's,
is absurdly important, but for whatever reason, I bet you by the time the next election comes around, people will forget about it.
Well, let's hope not. And if they forget about it, I hope it's only because they found a solution. And I hear what you're saying about the Walmart parking lot. That's tough. And we, and by the way, human trafficking is a big deal in Alabama. They say the I-20 corridor is considered one of the most prolific human trafficking corridors in the entire United States, as it goes from Atlanta through to Texas. And that's an awful thing to have on a state resume. But Robert, thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate you. Thanks for being in the audience, and man, absolutely thanks for your service as a JTAG. What a cool job, Robert from Athens. Let me jump on line four real quick before I run out of time. Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing today, man?
Doing good, Phil.
Good.
Hey,
what you thinking?
The thing about it is, the illegal aliens that's coming in now, how do they support themselves? They don't have green cards. Are they allowed to work? They, you know, how do they pay taxes on cash basis? You know, how do they support themselves legally?
Well, they have to be given a job. I mean, that's the thing is they come here and come here illegally and oftentimes take jobs that could have gone to U.S. citizens.
Yes, but are you allowed to work in this country as an illegal alien without a green card?
Well, that's a great question, and you wonder how they get away with that, and it's amazing how many of them go into the trades and wind up working and getting paid under the table. And then they wind up also, not all of it goes back into the community through, you know, like sales tax dollars or whatever else. A lot of it gets wired back to their home countries. It's amazing. If you looked and saw how much money went out through a Western Union or some other form like that, you would be amazed at how much floods back out of the country from illegals that are here trying to send money back home.
Exactly. But I think what it's going to take to stop the border, the only way we're going to really slow things down is to tell them that we're going to have laws in this country against hiring illegals. If you hire an illegal and you know, somebody without a fake Social Security card, you know, they're going to have to pay the brunt. You know, it should be almost a jail term so that we can keep these people from working. If they can't work and cut the money off, they will go home. And I think that's the only way we're going to ever stop this immigration.
Yeah, that and the public benefits and the free Biden phones that they're getting right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, I got one more. Go ahead.
Have a good one, Phil. Yeah, that's okay. Have a good one, Phil.
You too, man. Take care. I got one more call to take before the break. Let me grab that real quick with about a minute to go. Charlie from Fayetteville. Hey, Charlie, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey Phil. Thank you for your service for this country. On this illegal border, since they are lawbreakers, as a citizen, can't we man the borders and have things like rubber bullets and tear gas and keep them out of here? Or is that illegal for us to do?
No, that would be illegal for you to do. Now, I would say that there's some, I've seen interviews with ranch owners who live on the border that have to arm themselves because they wind up having people, you know, trespassing on their property and breaking into their barns and hurting their cattle and that kind of thing. But no, sir, I do not believe you better militia up. I don't think that's a good idea. That'll wind up getting you in trouble.
Maybe we need to turn, we got a lot of wild pigs in Bankhead Forest. Maybe we need to capture them and turn them loose across the border.
Well, there's one way to settle things down. Set a few boars out there on them and see what happens. That would mess things up.
Yeah,
Charlie, I'm up against a break, man. I got to take it. You take care. Have a great weekend. All right, Kelsey, take us to the last break of the day. Folks, I got some sobering news about the border, too. When we get back, I'll share that with you. We'll take a moment to honor someone who we just lost today on our southern border because nothing is being done by the Biden administration to stem the tide of illegal immigrants. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.